Talking Trees with ISA certified arborist John Eisenhower and Sarah Maitland. We've got a few more talking points to hit here. Real quick, texter wanted to know about a lemon tree that branch looks like it's a non-fruit bearing branch. Now, I don't know what a non-fruit bearing branch looks like, but it's only 1 year old. And on citrus, you're not getting fruit till 2 or 3, 4 years even. So just, I would tell them leave that tree alone. Let it develop a few more years.
I would guess I would look at where the branch is coming from, because lemons typically have rootstock that shoots up from the base. And citrus trees are grafted, and anything that comes from below the graft is a rootstock and not actually the fruit-bearing part of the tree. It normally will grow like a whip really high up through the canopy and have a bigger thorn and a different shape leaf. And so those need to be taken out. So could be a rootstock.
And the faster you get them out, the better, because a lot of times they can start growing and compete with the, mm-hmm. the grafted part of the trunk. I've seen that a couple times where it was just hidden really well in the middle, because we don't trim our trees up. We let them grow down.
And one of those was hidden in there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we've had that happen several times with ours, too. And one of our customers has one that's about half the tree. And it's really been hard, because we've been cutting it back slowly, because I didn't want to open the tree up to too much sunburn, because it was unfortunately on the south side of the tree. So we've been cutting that big sucker back. It's about 12 feet tall, and we're getting it back slowly. It's been about a 3-year process. We're just about ready. So the other part of the tree, the sweet fruit portion, is starting to take over that space again.
And then we've got somebody that wants to plant the Chinese elm. Is now a good time?
Oh, it's a great time. Yeah. Yeah, right on through. In fact, they're a deciduous tree. You could plant them during dormancy, but no, it's a great time to plant a Chinese elm. Another good tree. That's one of my favorite trees.
A couple of years, it'll be big enough to put Christmas tree lights on, which is something y'all wanted to talk about.
Yeah, that's right. We were talking about planting trees. If you're going to put those nice trees in your yard, you might want to decorate them a little bit.
And prune them correctly for that also. But Save a Tree is offering our new holiday decor. And the trees just lights up a tree and a house. And they sell wreaths and garland. But you can put lights all the way up the trunk of your tree. Then you can do the branches, and you can do the whole canopy of the tree. And just have a real focal point walking up and driving by your house. I have this big pile of Christmas lights in my garage, and I'm looking at them now like, this is just junk compared to the elegance and stuff of the holiday decor that we're going to be starting to offer at Save a Tree.
Yeah, it does make that box of unpredictable lights. It seems like every year I pull out those string of lights, and one of them doesn't work. And it's just so frustrating. You've got just a mishmash of colored lights and white lights and different ones. And yeah, we are not the envy of the neighborhood. That's all I can say.
And if you're, go ahead.
I was just going to ask John, I'm really interested now. So you're saying you're going to put lights in for customers? Is that
what you're offering? We have a new holiday decor service that we've just launched.
Well, you want to throw out that number. Are you taking reservations for that now?
Yes, we are. You can call 602-788-0005, and a certified arborist will come out and evaluate your yard and give you a heads up on what you can do.
Now, let's say I'm somebody that wants to really get in the Christmas spirit. Can I request you show up like an elf when you come to string them?
It's really a design for your yard. It's a design for your yard, and it's designed to enhance your landscape, to really beautify it and give you the enjoyment of the holiday season.
Yeah, and it's not just your trees. It's of course your home as well. We do the front edge of the homes and what can be reached from a ladder.
And it's a service, so you don't have to put up the lights. You don't have to take them down. You don't have to change out a light bulb. It's installed, maintained, and taken down and stored for you till next year.
Very cool. And if you're new to Arizona, one of the spectaculars that you've got to know about is the Prescott's Courthouse Square. They start wrapping 6 weeks ahead of time, so they're probably starting now because it's the first Saturday of December where they have the big lighting. We're at the downtown historic square at Prescott around the courthouse, they've got 180 trees. They're up to 130 that they wrap in lights. And then the first Saturday of the month, you get together in the courthouse square. They do the Christmas song. They sing some carols and then flip the switch and it just the whole square lights up.
Yeah, and I have a customer that's really excited about the holiday decor because her family isn't coming for Christmas. They're coming for Thanksgiving. So she wants it all ready for them
ahead
to
time,
just
sure.
walk up to the house and have the house all decorated. So
it's exciting.
Yep. Yeah.
And if somebody needed to schedule y'all during the week, what about a website? You'd mentioned a phone number earlier, but most of us remember websites more than phone numbers.
Yeah, go to savatree.com, S-A-V-A-T-R-E-E. Real easy, SAVATREE.com.
Save a tree. And then the last thing, you had a bunch of bullet points here on the benefits of wood chips. And talk about your chip drop program as it's available.
Yeah, we are happy to drop off a truckload of wood chips if we can tie it in with our schedule, if we're in your area. But yeah, wood chips are so amazing. You know, moderating soil temperature, reducing water loss through evaporation, promotes some nitrogen cycling. And of course, we talked about the weed and the dust control benefits. They are just, wood chips are so good for your yard in so many ways, so many applications. So feel free to give us a call on that.
And it's an aesthetic thing as well. When we did ours, I had multiple neighbors call me and ask me when I planted the trees. The trees have been in the ground 8 years and they never noticed till they had this wood chip around them that really just made them pop.
Yeah, they're really nice that way.
Saveatree.com, John Eisenhower, Sarah Maitland. Thanks for talking trees with us this Saturday morning.
It's been
Thank
fun.
You.